It is.
Yes, he is.
Give me Senator Russell right away.
Be glad to. Senator Russell, I know.
We got, I hate to bother you so much, but I'm getting ready to leave, and I'll be gone day or two, and we may have a lot of you two shut down tomorrow, and we may have people marching the gate. We've got a good deal of division in our government. And I wanted you...
When the President of the United States makes up his mind and speaks...
Well, there is, because it is. It happens here every day. You've got him out talking to the columnists. You'll see the Evans column this morning. Every day it does it. But we're not bothered about that. I wanted you to know so that you'd be somewhat prepared for what happened. It was about to line, the three of us had, you and McNamara and me versus Bundy and Bobby and... McCone, Bobby and McCone were very much together. So we're putting out this statement. The United States is determined to, this is my statement that my boys wrote, and they meant it a little bit, but they had their alternative, and I rejected it. The United States is determined to guarantee the security of the Guantanamo Naval Base. Wait a minute, we changed these paragraphs. When the Cuban government shut off the water supply to Guantanamo, it deliberately broke a contract made in 1938, reasserted in 1947, and supported by Fidel Castro in 1958. That's paragraph one. The United States government is determined to guarantee the security of the Guantanamo Naval Base and does not intend to submit that security or the welfare of the servicemen and their families who live there to irresponsible activities by the Cuban government. You agree with those, that
yes,
statement?
Yes, sir.
Therefore, the President has instructed the Department of Defense to make the Guantanamo base wholly self-sufficient. In response, the Secretary of Defense has issued instructions to, one, assure the base control over its own water supply, both by conversion of seawater to freshwater, by the transportation of water by ship. Two, to reduce the employment of Cuban personnel under the control of the Castro government. Reduce the employment of Cuban personnel who are subject to the control of the Cuban government and whose wages contribute to its foreign exchange. The Cuban government remains a constant threat to the peace of this hemisphere. The consequences of further provocation of the United States by Castro should be carefully weighed by all nations. These matters are being called to the attention of the members of OAS for consideration in connection with charges now pending against Cuba in that organization. They will be discussed with the members of NATO in order that those governments can take them into account in connection with their determination of their own policies toward the threat to security of the Western Hemisphere posed by the Castro regime.
You're not going to say anything about Khrushchev?
Well, we said all nations, and we've already notified the Soviet ambassador this afternoon that what I told you about what we agreed upon. This is an irrational man. Now, here's what they wanted to do. They want to say the United States is determined to protect the security of the Guantanamo Naval Base. When the Cuban government shut off the water supply to Guantanamo, it broke an agreement. The President has instructed the Department of Defense to make the Guantanamo Naval Base wholly self-sufficient in fresh water, and to prepare to take such other measures as may become necessary to ensure that the base shall be wholly secure against any further harassment by the Cuban government. But to do nothing about it, you see, just prepare to take such other
measures. I much prefer the first one.
All right.
I think the people will, too. I hadn't had any response to it, so I was just looking over my mail the other night, and four or five letters say, well, we absolutely dead. We just gonna let everybody kick us over, including Castro here, and we yielded to him. So I'm glad that you're going to take some affirmative action.
Now, man thinks that anybody that wants to live on this base, they can live on it. We ought to do it. Or anybody that wants to live off of it, we can operate without the Cubans and leave his money on it. But we ought to be financing.
That's exactly right.
We ought to be financing Cuba. And he thinks that the rest of the hemisphere is just watching us, and that this tied right into Panama. And if we get soft with them, we'll be soft with Panama. And that everybody else will start kicking us in the pants because they think they can.
I couldn't agree with him more.
Well, I hope then that you'll help me formulate some opinion, because this crowd here is
going. I'm going to Georgia tomorrow night.
Right. That's good. What are you going to stay a few days?
Yeah, I'm going to speak to the legislature down there next.
You must be running for office.
No, I try to make at least 30 speeches in the state every year. I always have. I haven't made but two this year.
Mm-hmm.
Gonna make this one. At least be three. I'll have 24.
I may have to call you. I hate to bother you, but I need to talk to you every once in a while. And
it's all right, sir. For whatever it's worth.
Well, you think then we've done the right thing?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir. I do. I know that's better than the other one.
Okay.
No question in my mind in comparison. I'd have a good business to the right.
Bye.